Hello everyone, welcome to this Pharmacology Difficult podcast. And today I'm going to start a new series, especially for those appearing for competitive exams very soon. So this is going to be a kind of a crash course. And what I would like to do is start with the general pharmacology. Now, crash course and rapid revision always means that only the highlighted points will be discussed and no details or no explanations in great details will be taken over, so that we spend less time in doing a particular topic. And the speed will also be a little fast. So without any delay, let's get started. So as we start with general pharmacology, first of all, we should know what is pharmacology. Pharmacology is derived from two names, Greek word pharmakon, which means drug. And this is a science dealing with the drugs. That is in very short. In detail, the definition, you know, it's given in greater, larger textbooks. The various branches of pharmacology, the major ones are pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics, therapeutics, chemotherapy, toxicology, pharmacy, etc. Now, what do you mean by pharmacodynamics and what do you mean by pharmacokinetics? When the drug is given to a person, the effect of the drug on the body is pharmacodynamics, while what the body is doing to the drug, that is pharmacokinetics. That is in very, very short one-liner definition that I can say. Now, basically in the whole of the pharmacology, we will be dealing with pharmacodynamics and pharmacokinetics. Now, first of all, we should know a basic idea of the different routes of drug administration. Now, the basic or the major or the thick classification covers the two different routes systems. One is the local system and one is the systemic routes. In the local, we have topical routes, intra-articular, intrathecal. While in the systemic, we have enteral and parenteral. Enteral is through the gut, that is, it can be oral, it can be rectal, and the parenteral are apart from the gut. Intravenous, intramuscular, subcutaneous, sublingual, nasal, inhalational, transdermal, etc. Now, if we go in a little discussion about these routes, we can say that local routes includes the topical application on the skin and the mucous membranes, as well as the other routes are also included in local routes, like intra-articular. Articular means that is inside some joint, and intrathecal is also inside the particular cavity. Now, absorption of a drug from topical route depends upon the thickness of the skin. That is, it has to cross the skin because it is topical, so thickness of the skin is very important. And it is inversely proportional to the thickness of the skin. Systemic routes can be enteral and parenteral. As far as talking about the thickness of the skin, the most extent of absorption is maximum in posterior auricular, then it is next in scrotal, then scalp, then dorsum of the hand and plantar area. So these are in the descending order. Now coming over to the enteral routes, these are through the gut, that is oral and rectal. Oral route we can discuss, it is safe, economical, and several drugs, maximum drugs are given by oral route. And they are not very effective, that is the bioavailability becomes less because of the first pass metabolism in the liver as well as in the intestinal wall. And examples are nitrates, lignocaine, propranolol and pethidine. Rectal route actually avoids first pass metabolism up to half percentage, I can say. And diazepam is given in children for febrile seizures. Another I want to discuss, intra-articular route example is hydrocortisone and intrathecal route example is amphotericin B. Coming over to the parenteral routes, parenteral can be injectable, they can be non-injectable. Generally, when we say parenteral, we talk about the injectable routes, intravenous, intramuscular, subcutaneous, intradermal. Now, angles are very different. For intramuscular, we generally give perpendicular, that is 90 degree. For subcutaneous, it is 45 degrees. For intradermal, it is up to 10 to 15 degrees. And intravenous is generally given at 25 degrees. That is the angle from the skin or from the surface. Intravenous route has the basic characteristic 100% bioavailability. It is very good in emergency situations. Intramuscular is given deep into the muscles. Example is streptomycin. And subcutaneous route, very easy for self-administration. And insulin, you might be knowing that people take insulin by themselves through this subcutaneous route. Intradermal route is given at 10 to 15 degrees to the skin. For intradermal, a bleb, raised skin bleb should be formed. And examples, we know BCG vaccination, drug testing for allergy are good examples of intradermal route injections. What about the non-injectable parenteral routes? Well, the non-injectable parenteral routes, the first one is transdermal, is generally given for the drugs which are highly lipid soluble. It can be absorbed through the intact skin. And generally, there is a constant release of the drug. The rate of the drug delivery is actually less than the absorptive capacity of the skin. The absorption is not a limiting factor in such kind of transdermal routes. And there is a constant level of drug in the blood, that is in the circulation. It is not given very frequently. Good examples are nitroglycerin, fentanyl, hyoscine, nicotine. Then nasal route is also one of the preferred routes in some of the drugs. The important drugs by nasal route are nephrolein, that is GnRH agonist. Then desmopressin is given by nasal route. Calcitonin is given by nasal route. Inhalational route, we can control the drug delivery like the IV infusion. And these are the drugs for the asthma. I'm sure you remember inhalational corticosteroids. Like and also salbutamol is given, ipratropium bromide is given, sodium chromoglycate is given. Then there are inhalational anesthetic drugs like nitrous oxide, it is also given. Then we should know that sublingual route actually avoids the first pass metabolism and it is given in emergencies. It can be self-administered. And the rest of the drug which is not required can be spitted out sublingual. That is the biggest advantage. The common drugs given by this route are nitroglycerin, isosorbide dinitrate, clonidine, nifedipine, etc. So that's a general overview of the introductory part of the general pharmacology, the routes or the routes of the drug administration. Coming over to the next major section or the major chunk in general pharmacology, that is pharmacokinetics. In one line, we can say it is the effect of the body, what the body does to the drug, that is pharmacokinetics. It involves the movement of the drug in the body, through the body, and out of the body. All the three processes, inside the body, through the body, and out of the body, they all are covered. And we can say that pharmacokinetics is basically the ADME study. Absorption, distribution, metabolism, and excretion study. And first of all, let's move on to absorption. Absorption depends on many factors. The biological membranes are generally crossed by the lipid-soluble drugs. So if we give a drug by the oral route, then it has to cross many membranes. And it should be highly lipid-soluble, actually. So if a drug is a weak electrolyte, the unionized form is lipid soluble and the ionized form is the water soluble. I'll repeat, unionized form is lipid soluble and the ionized form is the water soluble. And in the same medium, the drugs can cross the membrane very, very easily. Rather, they cross the membrane only when the medium is same. The acidic drugs can cross the membranes in acidic medium and vice versa. That is, basic drugs can cross the membrane in basic medium. And they should be lipid soluble for this particular thing. And the gastric pH, we all know, is acidic. So acidic drugs are more highly absorbed in the stomach. And basic drugs are highly absorbed in the intestines. So what are weak acids? Good examples. They are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, methotrexate, sulfonamides, penicillins, barbiturates. And weak bases are morphine, amphetamines, atropine, quinine, hyoscine, etc. Now, one thing you should note that there is never 100% lipid solubility or water solubility, and ionization is never 100%. That is the basic reason. So, some points you need to remember: if the pH of the medium is equal to the pKa, the drug is 50% ionized, 50% non-ionized. If the pH of the medium is more than pKa, for acidic drug, the ionized form increases and non-ionized form decreases. And for the basic drugs, unionized form increases and ionized form decreases. Now, if the pH of the medium is less than pKa, then it is opposite, that is vice versa. The ionized and the unionized fraction, it depends upon the difference between the pH and the pKa, that's what I'm saying. And when pH is equal to pKa, then ionized form is 50% and unionized form is also 50%, that's what I've already said. If the pH minus pKa is equal to 1, then one of the form is 90% and the other form is 10%. If the difference is 2, then one of the form is 99% and other is 1%. If the difference is 3, then one of the form is 99.9% and the other form is 0.1%. So now we come for the most important equation when we are discussing all these things. It is Henderson-Hasselbalch equation. So what does the equation say? The equation say that the pH is equal to pKa plus log, and the log of the protonated form upon the unprotonated form. So I repeat, pH is equal to pKa plus log of the protonated form divided by the unprotonated form. Next, we come to a very important factor, and that is bioavailability. So, first of all, defining the bioavailability, it is a very important thing. The definition is the fraction of the administered drug that reaches the systemic circulation in the unchanged form. Now, when you give a drug orally, then what happens? It is absorbed into the portal, that is liver circulation. It reaches the liver. The sum of the drug may be metabolized. That is known as first pass metabolism, and that is also known as pre-systemic metabolism. Whatever the drug is left, it reaches the systemic circulation. Absorption and the first pass metabolism are two important determinants of bioavailability. What are the two important determinants? Absorption and the first pass metabolism. Now, we should know about the drugs which have high first pass metabolism. Nitrates, lignocaine, propranolol, morphine, hydrocortisone, salbutamol. Okay? And one again thing I'm repeating, by IV route, the bioavailability is 100%. Now, how can you calculate the bioavailability? First important method to calculate the bioavailability is to calculate the area under the plasma concentration time curve. And for the IV route, and for that particular route, both the AUCs, they are compared. And then another method is to compare the excretion in the urine by the two different routes. So that is the two methods by which the bioavailability can be measured actually. Now, coming over to the particular diagram of the AUC. So AUC tells about the extent of the absorption of the drug. Then there is a particular factor, Tmax. The Tmax tells about the time to reach the maximum concentration, that is the rate of the absorption. The Cmax, capital Cmax, is the maximum concentration of the drug that can be obtained. Now we come to the next important word or term, that is bioequivalence. Now, what is bioequivalence? Many different pharmaceutical companies, they manufacture different kind of drugs. And actually, many different manufacturing companies, they make the same compound. Same compound means the dose is also same, the dosage form is also same. That is, phenytoin example is available as dilantin as well as tabeptoin. When there is a difference in the bioavailability of these two preparations, which have the same drug, the same dose and the same dosage form, if this difference is less than 20%, then they are known to be bioequivalent drugs. The difference should be, in the bioavailability, the difference should be less than 20%. Now that is all about the absorption. Coming over to the next parameter, that is the distribution. And I think I will make small chunks of these crash course. So distribution I will be taking up in the next episode.